Dear listener, I welcome you to another episode on Love With. Elizabeth Fiadetona is my name. Our question for discussion today says, I discovered that people who are greatly in love during courtship do become strangers whenever they get married. I discovered that two people who are greatly in love during courtship do become strangers whenever they get married. Yeah, you are right. It's happening all the time. All the time. It's happening to many people. But we should also know that there are several things that is responsible for this. Several things, many things could be responsible for such. That two people that shown so much love, that shown so much affection, that give so much care to each other while they are in courtship, by the time they get into to the proper thing, the marriage, then things turn the other way and things are not going the way it ought to. And one of the reasons that could be responsible is that the way people handle courtship this day is one reason behind failed marriage. The way people handle courtship these days is one reason behind failed marriage. What do I mean? Too short courtship duration can be responsible for such. When you go into courtship and you do not take your time to get to know each other, when you go into marriage with someone, you just transfer, you just share care, affection and love within few months, and you decided to settle down with such person, it could lead to failed marriage. When you haven't reached the stage of the stage that you fight, that you disagree to agree. When you haven't reached the period that you disagree to agree, and you just go into marriage, you don't know each other too well. Then when you get into marriage, you will have problem. At least at the early stage of the marriage, there will be issues that you have to be dealing with, because you will go into marriage with a stranger. That is what it is. If you haven't fought nor disagree for once, and you are going to build a home with such person, it's risky, it's dangerous. I've seen many people like that by the time they probably come for counseling, okay, I have to ask someone, okay, what is the thing that this person usually do that you do not like? Pointing to the guy, I was asking the lady, what is the thing that this guy usually do that you do not like? What are the things you have noticed so far since you've started courtship? What are the things you do not want? And the lady was like, well, we've not had any reason to fight, so I don't think there is any. How will you be going out with someone and everything they are doing is suitable? Everything they are doing is palatable. It means they have not lived the stage at which they will fight, they will disagree, and to come to reach agreement. They are still at the phase when the love is shocking them, when the love is the most important thing, the love is everything they think they need at that moment. The love, there is no challenge, nothing has come in between the love, nothing has come to challenge the love they have for each other. And in fact, the person, you know, has not gotten relaxed to the point that they could do things to offend you. So I was like, wow, how come? When did you get into each other? And they said 2 months ago. And you come for marriage counsel, you are planning to get married. When did you want to get married? They said they want to get married in 3 months time. So I was like, so you cut for 2 months now. Now you'll be planning on how to do your introduction and on how to do your marriage. You'll be thinking on how to get Ashwebi, how to see the pastors in charge, how to do this, how to this. That is what you will be doing. Definitely you didn't cut. That is what it is. See, many people can tell you, we've had testimonies of people that will say we only cut for 2 months. Some people can even cut for 1 week. It is their own problem. They will tell you we cut for so period. It was so short and everything is going well. Everything is going fine. But let me tell you, their wives, these people that are giving this testimony, their wives are busy going from one counselor, from one relationship or marriage counselor to the other, trying to fix some things unknown to them. I am not saying that you cannot. What I'm saying is not that people do not people cannot be the relationship, the marriage, that we do not have people that succeed even though they have very short period of courtship. But what I'm saying is that out of 100 people, if that happens to 100 people, the fact is that 3 to 5 people will have a successful marriage. The other 95 will fail. That is what it is. That's the fact. So before you go into marriage, you wait for the disagree to agree period. Try and work on, by that time, you would have tried to work on each other's differences. This person is doing this thing, I do not like it. You tell them, you caution them, you correct them, you try and work on them. You work on each other to become a better person. So, if those things are settled, when you get into marriage, then you have good home. Amen. Another thing is, many have enough time to court, but they do not do anything reasonable. Many people have enough time. In fact, they have more than enough time to court, but they do not do anything reasonable in those periods. They are just having fun. They are just having fun. They are not the things that should be the issue of concern. The things that they should work on, they leave it unattended to, and they are just having fun. The things they should know about their partner, the things they should know about the future they are about to build with this person, the questions they should ask, the issues they should sort out, was left unattended to, and they are just exchanging love, thinking it is only love that they need, which is wrong. So, if you are not doing the right thing in courtship, then you will have problem when you get into marriage. And another thing is fornication. Fornication. When some people get into marriage, they are in courtship, they have issues with fornication. And let me tell you what fornication does to you. It clouds your reasoning, especially ladies. It clouds your reasoning. Someone that you have opened your body to, you have opened your body, your breast, you have useless your body in fornication with, there's no way it won't affect your esteem, and it will cloud your reason, because you don't want to talk, you don't want to fight, you don't want to do this, you don't want to do that, because you do not want that person to get back at you or to even leave you. So by the time you have useless yourself, Christian sisters especially, I'm not talking about those people that think there is nothing bad in fornicating. So it clouds your reasoning. The things you should iron out, the things you should call the person's attention to, that, oh boy, come here, I do not like this thing you are doing. We can do this thing in a better way. You are not attending to those things. In fact, the guilt of, oh, I fall into fornication again, might be haunting you. So you have left the things you should iron out unattended to. And all people think that you love each other. Then when you get married, those things, there is no way you can dodge them. There is no way you can do without them. They will come onto you. They will just surface. They will just come to light. And to undo them will become something else. Then you'll be having problem with your love life. Another thing is that many think long, successful courtship is the only answer to successful marriage. Many think long, successful courtship is the only answer to successful marriage. What do I mean? Many people think, in as much as there are some people that, while in courtship, they are doing the right thing. They have ironed everything they need to iron. They have sought everything they need to sort. They have asked questions. They have done everything. The courtship was so perfect. But when they get into marriage, they relax. They relax because they think, oh, we have worked so well in courtship and now we can just enjoy our marriage, we can just enjoy our time. But the fact is, the things you are doing in courtship is laying the foundation. It's laying the foundation. So when you get into marriage, you are to build the beautiful home, that you want to live in. It means you keep working. You keep working. Keep putting the block on each other. Keep plastering. Keep working. You just keep building. So you are not to stop. So if you stop on the things you used to do that makes the courtship work, then the marriage will fail. Have you seen anyone just laying the foundation and packed all his things without finished building, without roof, without door, without anything, just on the foundation, on the sand like that, just packing his things and his family and believing on it? It's not possible. So the house must be fully built. So you must keep working, keep working, keep working. So it is possible that some people, when they get into marriage, they relax on the things they used to do that keeps the courtship working. So and once they relax, they are in trouble. That's another thing. Another thing is unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. When you get into marriage, there will be issues. There will be issues, like you'll be hurt. At times you'll be deeply hurt. There will be several things you do not even plan for, several things you do not even bargain for, several things you do not even know that your partner can do. Things will come on your way. Offenses, you will offend each other several times. So when some offenses comes up and it's so big, or you are so hot, or one party is so hot that it's not easy, it's not finding it easy to forgive the other person, then there will be problem. So if you do not let go of the hurt, there will be problem. So if two people that are so much in love, they have done everything they need to do in courtship, go into marriage, and something come up and they offend each other, and one person is finding it difficult to forgive the other party, there will be problem. So, and once there is something that, when there is unforgiveness in the home, even any little thing that comes up will be problem. We cause trouble because someone is with wounded heart. Someone is hurt and is finding it so difficult to forgive. Another thing, the last point I have here with me today is distraction. Distraction. Marriage is a big work. It's a big work. There will be challenges. There will be stress, probably from your partner. You might be stressed from your in-law. There could be stress from the in-law, from handling challenges, from taking care of the kids, from your work, the work that you do to put food on the table. So there could be so much challenges, the one you plan for and the one you do not even plan for. So by the time these things are getting in the home, if they are not well handled, if they are not well managed, there will be problem. There will be problem. So it might be appearing as if, oh, the home is falling apart because the two people in the home, the two people in the boat, are not making effort to manage the challenges and the stress that comes up. So, and quickly, before the episode comes to an end, I would like to caution you that it is true that there are many failed marriages out there, but please, especially as youths, look for successful marriages around you. Look for successful homes around you. Look for successful marriages that you can look after, that you can learn from. If you are always hunting or always looking out for the ones that has failed, why did they fail? Why is this? Why is that? And you are always getting yourself involved in failed marriages, you might have problem. Please, you should follow, or you should look for marriages that are successful. We have several successful homes out there. Please look for them. Pattern your life after those marriages. Pattern your relationship, or let's say marriage, after those marriages that are successful marriages. Please, so that you don't end up to become a failure because you look like who you look at. You look like who you look at. If you want a successful home, please look after successful own. I believe you have been blessed. God bless you. I will see you again on the next episode. But before this session comes to an end, if you need counseling, you can reach Oluwatobi on WhatsApp. Fire this number. You can reach Oluwatobi on WhatsApp. Fire this number. If you need counseling, through that you can get in touch with me. The number is 090-3287-0176. I'll take that again. 090-3287-0176. God bless you.